This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, Jim. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
And Bridget, here on Faith in Action, we've had a long-standing tradition, and we have a new tradition. The long-standing tradition was always to say the prayer to the Holy Spirit before going on the air, and just recently we've started saying it as we go on the air so our listeners can join us as well. So let's begin with the prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of us, your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. All right.
Amen. And name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I told you, it's a new tradition.
We're working on it.
We're still getting used to it. We have an interesting guest that we want to jump right to.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the gift of free will and digital media and what we're doing with our gift of free will and our free use of digital media. Our guest today is Deacon Chris Bach. He is of St. Louis de Montfort Parish in Fishers. So welcome to Faith in Action, Deacon Chris.
And Deacon Chris has a unique position here. As most people are aware, I am, I guess, the general manager
emeritus
retired soon to be and Gordon Smith is the new general manager here at Catholic Radio, and Deacon Chris is a member of St. Louis de Montfort Parish, where Gordon is a member, but he is a deacon at St. Louis de Montfort Parish, where I am a member.
Okay, and here's the joke. You know the joke, be careful what you pray for. Well, it's also be careful what you preach about, because you may find yourself landing into the hot seat at Catholic Radio Indy. Yes. On the Faith in Action show, and that's kind of what happened. So Jim had heard this homily that Deacon Chris has preached, and he came in, and Jim was all on fire, and he's like, you gotta talk about this topic. But first, before we get into the gift of free will and the use of digital media, tell us a little bit about your background. Our church has many great deacons, which bring in so much rich experience, not just your faith life, but your professional life. So talk a little bit about your family and your professional life.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. So I'm Deacon Chris Bach. I am a deacon, a permanent deacon of the Lafayette Diocese. I just passed my three-year ordination anniversary.
Praise God.
Yes, absolutely. And so when I was ordained, Bishop assigned me to St. Louis de Montfort in Fishers. So Margie and I picked up. We were previously parishioners at St. Maria Goretti in Westfield, but we picked up St. Louis de Montfort. We've loved it over there. I'm married to Margie. She's a school teacher. I've got a grown daughter, Kaylin. And professionally, at least through the work week, I do IT consulting for a small professional services firm here located in the city. And additionally, I have a diocesan assignment as a deacon to be the vocations coordinator.
Recruiter.
For the permanent diaconate. So I'd ask everyone to pray for the guys that are in formation right now. They have just a tad under 2 years to go, which means from a vocations perspective, the heat is turning up to have a new group of guys ready to go, lined up to begin formation in 2 years. So I'd ask everyone's prayers for the guys in formation, as well as those guys out in the Lafayette Diocese that might be hearing the call to perhaps a vocation with the permanent diaconate.
What does the pipeline, so to speak, look like? How many people are in training, and when might they be coming into full deaconhood?
Yeah, so our current cohort are five men. Kind of located a little bit throughout the diocese, which is kind of cool, and we like to see that. They just entered their fourth of 5 years of formation. They were just went through the rite of lector as they kind of are marching their way, you know, towards potential ordination. And prayers for them and prayers for their wives and families as well.
We're talking with Deacon Chris Bach. He is a deacon at St. Louis de Montfort Parish, and we're going to get into the idea and topic of free will, this wonderful gift that we have from God, and how we are using it, and maybe how digital media can get us sucked in the wrong direction. So talk about the homily that you gave. I guess maybe the scripture. I mean, I'm thinking it has something to do with, like, were we coming out of Egypt, or was it a different scripture?
It was interesting that particular weekend that I was preaching, all three of the readings had a thread that I saw around making choices and free will. The first reading was from Joshua from the Old Testament. It is as the people were just entering the promised land, Joshua put a choice to them, and that choice was, who will you serve? And so that was a choice, and he put it right there in front of the folks. You know, after 40 years in the desert, 400 years of exile, you're here, who will you choose? And that particular scripture is where we get that, you know, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that was Joshua's response. In the gospel, Jesus put a choice to his disciples as well. And it was right after Jesus had basically told them, you need to eat my body and drink my blood. And the gospel started off saying, this troubled a lot of people. And particularly people were leaving Jesus over those very provocative words. And Jesus basically turns to his disciples and said, are you going to leave as well? And so he puts that choice right there to the disciples. And clearly that's, you know, Peter as well says, Lord, where will we go? You have the words of eternal life. So that whole thread of choices and making choices was just so evident in the readings that weekend. That's kind of where I kind of dove in. Mm-hmm. And particularly from the technology and social media aspect that we see today, how do we make choices?
Well, I got to ask you, why did God give us this ability to choose? I mean,
it would have been a lot easier.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, I mean, why is this a gift of free will?
Absolutely. So, I mean, even going back to the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had free will. God gave us this free will to make our own choices. And on the flip side, he also gave us a responsibility to live with those choices that we make. Mm-hmm. And clearly we understand, you know, Adam and Eve, you can do whatever you want here in the garden except one thing. And they used that free will to violate what God had asked them to do. So the question is, why does God give us free will? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be just easier if God would have just said, laid it down, said, this is what you'll do, boom, 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 and,
absolutely,
and such. And it kind of goes back to love.
Mm-hmm.
That without free will, you can't have love.
Not real love.
Not real love. And that's what God intends for all of us, is to seek him and to love him. And without us doing that of our own free will, it's not true love.
We're talking with Deacon Chris Bach of St. Louis de Montfort Parish, and I want to get into, the Israelites then were all got sucked into idolatry, and, you know, the golden calf and whatnot, you know, and I always tell my kids when they're watching too much TV or on their phones too much, you're worshiping the golden calf again, you know, they like roll their eyes and it's like, but they know what I'm saying. And, but you know, it's true. You know, how and why did they get sucked into it? And how are we getting sucked into all this, the negative aspects of digital media?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you look at the exiles out of Egypt, you know, 40 years in the desert and
they had just gotten freed, you know,
you know, and yet, out in the desert, it's like, well, this manna that you've given us, well, that's not the food we're used to. That's not the fruits. That's not the vegetables we really like to eat. And so in many ways, we look to ourselves, you know, the golden calf, you know, Moses is up talking to God and the people can't even wait to hear the word of God. They're already moving on. you know, and let's fashion this calf
and, like,
and worship it.
Yeah. And digital media and fast food is just really, really exacerbated. They couldn't wait back then. I mean, if I think that my digital media doesn't update and then, like, in 10 seconds, I'm freaking out. Like,
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah. More or less if the service was to go down for some crazy reason. And we get sucked in that same thing as well. Mm-hmm. And we have idols in our lives. We make idols. And sometimes I think one of the most challenging thing is we look to ourselves. We want to make ourselves God.
Selfie.
Absolutely, yeah. And it is
YouTube. Facebook.
Yeah.
Whose face is it? My face, you know?
You know, and I look at the Old Testament as this cycle. And we just see it all the way through the Old Testament. We're with God, we love God, and then we turn from God. And that's where we start looking at other things than God. Those idols, those things that occupy our time, suck our time away, and we split from God. And then we get to the point where we have split from God, and there is that split, and we've got to get reconciled. And we repent and we come back to God. But that's a cycle that just keeps going all throughout the Old Testament. And thank God that Jesus on the cross kind of helped to break that cycle for us. But I think when we look at our own lives, we see those cycles. You know, and where we're with God, we break from God, and we need reconciliation and to return to God. And some of those things that pull us apart and pull us away from God, you know, which I kind of dove into in my homily, yeah, it can be all of these distractions of our modern world. And there's always been distractions. There's always been things to mm-hmm. you know, that turn our attention away. Mm-hmm. But man, it just seems so pervasive and invasive. Mm-hmm. The technology that we have today, the social media that, you know, I want to reach for my phone and see what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And you know, even at my age, I think, well, man, I didn't have this growing up. How in the world did I survive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you remember when you got a cell phone for emergencies only?
Oh, absolutely. Or wore the pager on the belt. Oh, yeah. And it's like, oh my gosh, people can contact me anywhere. And I'm sure a pager is just blow the mind of today's kids.
And you had 60 minutes free a month. You thought, how would I ever use 60 minutes? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to ask you who you're following. Mm. And that has a double meaning. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Across America, there are quiet heroes changing lives every day. When disaster strikes, they lend support. They give hope to those in need, warmth to the cold, and help to those society ignores. Over the past decade, they have given more than $1.5 billion and 700 million hours to charity. When it comes to making a difference, the Knights of Columbus are on the front lines. Become a knight and be the difference. Learn more at KOFC.org.
What happens when you support Catholic Radio Indy? Local parishes and organizations have a resource to share their message. Listeners of all persuasions get to hear the unfiltered truths of the Catholic faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have a share in saving a soul for Christ. Won't you join our mission? Call 317-870-8400 or give online at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio along with our guest, Deacon Chris Bach. He is a deacon at St. Louis de Montfort Parish, and he professionally works as an IT person. So yeah. I'm sure that as a lot of news has come out about Facebook and other digital platforms, them knowing it was very addictive. And, you know, there's also also recently we've learned that the algorithms enhance mm-hmm. negativity and negative posts because that's what generates money. So the question before the tease is, who are you following? And that means, well, go ahead.
Absolutely.
we can talk about digital media or we can talk about Jesus. So,
from the readings of my homily, that was, you know, the question from Joshua and Jesus, who will you follow? Will you follow Jesus? And so, And clearly that has a double meaning here with our current social media environment. Who are you following? And you know, the challenge that I also addressed in my homily was the gift of free will means we make choices, and we have to make choices based on well-formed consciences. And the question then is, well, how are we forming those consciences? And what I was very concerned and continue to be concerned about is how I see folks using / misusing social media to form that conscience, to get that worldview of which they are making their choices. And you're right, those algorithms of social media are back there in the background. You know, from an IT perspective, I mean, you boil everything down to ones and zeros, and ones and zeros are very agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
It's either on, off, true, false, zero, one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the way people arrange those ones and those zeros and build up those algorithms. And that's what we're starting to understand more about social media, is that you know, my view of social media is different than your view of social media, is different than, you know, Bridget's view, Jim's view. It's because social media learns about us and gives us what we want to see and what they want to pitch to us. And, you know, another point I made was this social media is like, well, this is all free.
You know, right? Free and free. Air quotes.
Yeah, air quote free. And well, you know, and I picked this up. It's definitely not mine, but if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. And so what keeps these businesses going is not allowing me to just be on the platform to kind of keep in touch with my friends. Right. Rather, it's to learn about me, learn about my likes, what I share, and pitch that to advertisers.
Exactly. Like recently, I'm looking to buy a car. So I've been doing a bunch of research on cars. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
All of a sudden,
I'm getting all sorts of car ads. Now, on the one hand, from a consumer, that's kind of cool. Okay, I didn't see that one or whatever. On another hand, it's like, that's kind of creepy.
Absolutely.
You know, like, okay, what's going on here? Same way with buy a pair of shoes. Need a pair of shoes. Buy a pair mm-hmm. of shoes. Now I'm getting a whole bunch of pair of shoe ads.
Absolutely.
Jim, what are you getting?
Well, you know, it's just true. Whatever you look at is what you get. And to me, it always is amazing that it kind of even jumps from platform to platform.
Yes.
If I have a tablet at home that I mainly play games on at night, and I have a computer at home.
It jumps.
And I have a phone, mm-hmm. and you look at it on any one of them, and all of a sudden it's on the other one. You think, well, I know why it might be on that one, but this one, why is it on that one?
They're learning about us. Yeah, and again, that is how they make their money, is that, you know, and it may be product, it may be messages that they are being paid to put in front of our eyes. And I think that's the real key thing to be concerned about, particularly, you know, when we get into social media and start using that to form our conscience, is that social media becomes this echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts showing us what it thinks we like and what we've, you know, kind of our past history has shown, but what it excludes may be other viewpoints,
mm-hmm.
other perspectives that we need to take into consideration when we form our conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, folks get into like, I guess, shouting matches on social media and
digital keyboard duels.
Digital sparring.
Yeah.
And it's hurtful and it's sad, you know, and I see that going on. And so does social media play, I mean, clearly it plays a role in our lives today. And yeah, I use social media. Now, you know, I've not gotten into social media from a ministry standpoint a lot. Still kind of
not yet.
Yeah, feeling that out. But you know, yeah, I use social media to keep up with friends and family, you know, far-flung friends and family. But at least what I like to believe is every time I hit that like button or a share, I make a kind of a conscious decision that says I'm telling someone about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to thinking a good example. You know, when I was in middle school, if someone walked up to me and said, "Chris, do you like Sally?" My response probably would have been, "That's none of your business."
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't necessary because I was afraid of that person knowing my response, but I was afraid of that person spreading my response to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of this viral spread that we just kind of see going on today.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, from a social media perspective, it's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be careful how we use that tool and the worldview that we might be forming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pandemic has probably made it worse for a lot of people that we're not out and around.
Mm-hmm. It's easier
able to talk.
It's easier to isolate and not have actual, friendships in person, you know. Now, I do want to go ahead, Jim.
Well, I was just wondering, all of that information they're gathering about you,
yes,
or me every time we click on anything on the internet, can that also be used kind of against you? If I forever click on conservative news articles,
Your feed's going to start looking that way.
Might I start to get some not so conservative news articles popping up and screens I look at?
Yeah, because an advertiser may go to these social media companies and say, "Okay, here's my message. I want you to deliver this message to this kind of a profile."
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that's really where we talk about misuse of social media, misunderstanding, misinformation, and I don't know that we've gotten to the bottom of it, but there's been the stories about how even outside countries, in our election process, may have inserted these types of messages, and they target us based on what we like and what we, the view that they have of us. I'm at some point, it'd be like, "Well, Google, Facebook, can you tell me what you think of me?" And it would probably astound me.
Yes, but they don't. They don't.
Absolutely not.
So we have about 5 minutes left,
yes.
And I want to. So obviously, the takeaway is we have to really be aware,
mm-hmm,
of what's going on, because I think as the consumer, you're just like, "Oh, I'm just having fun here. I'm just doing this or that." But I think you need to know what's going on the back end. So at least if you're going to be using social media for whatever purposes, that you are fully aware of what's going on. And I think a lot of people are completely unaware of that.
Yeah,
especially young people.
Yeah.
Especially young people.
Well, I think I'd even flip it. I think some of the social media platforms, the young people aren't on Facebook anymore.
Oh, right. That's an old person's.
It's an old person platform, right?
Exactly.
And I witnessed that of some of the older folks on Facebook. Some of the information they're sharing that they're putting on Facebook, they don't understand the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, what they're saying about themselves and what the platform's learning about them and tailoring for them. So, yeah, it's an eyes wide open kind of thing that, mm-hmm, if we're going to use social media to kind of understand some of the, mm-hmm, the back office thinking and what's going on back there.
We had a case of that here as we were looking to fill the general manager position.
Mm-hmm.
We had a number of people apply, and one of our staff looked at their Facebook pages.
Yes.
Oh, and one of them,
yeah.
"Gee, I'm sorry, we can't look at you any further. If that's your view and that's the way you approach things and the way you think, you're probably not a candidate for this job."
Yeah, absolutely. And, my daughter sometimes accuses me of, I don't know if creeping is the right word, but it's amazing what you can find out on social media about a person. And the job market, you do that. Just as you meet people, you can find out an incredible amount of information of what gets put out there.
Mm-hmm.
So in a couple minutes left,
yes,
we got about three. What's your advice or encouragement of how we can use our free will and really be following the one true God, Jesus?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got to stay close to Jesus and to Jesus Christ. We do that in several ways. And it's not by following, you know, perhaps
the latest fad,
the latest fads,
figure,
yeah, or you know,
unless it's a Catholic figure, then that could be good.
But and it's not necessarily by you know, following perhaps Catholic media on social media. That's not a complete mm-hmm. view, and it's really not that connection with Jesus. We've got to be rooted in prayer. That's where we have our conversation with Jesus. It's conversation with Jesus isn't going to happen through Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in prayer. It's going to be through his scripture where he speaks to us. And even in, you know, back to prayer, even prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament in our adoration chapels.
That's the best.
That's the best. That's where hopefully the phone is turned off and you're able to listen to Jesus. You're able to talk to him, tell him what's in your heart, and hopefully listen and have that silence to listen. We frequent the sacraments as well. Mass, you know, with the Eucharist, reconciliation. And you know, I look to those sacraments, that, you know, I describe that cycle that we go through, that the Israelites went through, that we go through as well. And really, we can see the sacraments kind of taking us and helping us through that cycle. You know, we pray, we read scripture, we're with God. We separate from God, you know, and so we need reconciliation to come back and reconcile ourselves with God and kind of come back. So, you know, frequent reception of the sacraments is vital as well.
These are all good things to think about. We don't want to be taken advantage of by our social media or the gift of our free will. Could you give us a blessing before we go?
Well, absolutely. I'd be glad and honored to do that. May Almighty God bless you and bless all our listeners who are seeking the truth in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our guest today has been Deacon Chris Bach, deacon at St. Louis de Montfort Parish, sharing with us about the gift of free will and not how to get sucked into digital media in a bad way. So thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.